Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been speaking in Parliament about the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Mr. Erdogan said that the issue would not go away. He said that Turkey did not doubt the sincerity of the Saudi king, but he also said that it was important that an investigation be carried out that was entirely independent. Now, meanwhile, despite those allegations by Turkey, more than 100 people are attending a three-day Saudi investment conference, which opened this morning in Riyadh. John Sfakianakis is chief economist and strategist at Al Bilad Capital. That's an investment firm based in Riyadh. And speaking to us from inside the conference, he said, despite the conflict between the money and the morality, the opportunity was just too big to ignore.
This is the largest economy in the Middle East. It's a $750 billion economy, and it wants to change. It has been changing over the last 2 years. Reforms, privatization, all these aspects are offering opportunities for bankers, corporates. People are coming to Saudi to see this as an opportunity and make money.
But the killing of Jamal Khashoggi and the inconsistent explanations for that, are they not causing any concern, not least about the governance of this changing economy?
The government has been more transparent, more open than previous years. It's a country in reform. And unfortunately, the killing is an event that is quite appalling. But at the same time, emerging markets do offer opportunities. And look at China, look at Asia. These are very autocratic regimes, but still business goes on, and pragmatism when it comes to money and business tends to prevail.
But foreign direct investment is down. More money was pulled out of Saudi Arabia over the last few days, and unemployment is high. Aren't there concerns? You know, there may be opportunities, but they have to be good, solid opportunities in an economy that is going to grow.
You're right that it has to offer opportunities. And FDI in 2017 declined. It didn't decline because of the Khashoggi event. But having said that, Saudi Arabia is opening up its stock market. In 2019, there is a lot of institutional money that is going to be coming in. And at the end of the day, money has no surname.
John Sfakianakis in Riyadh.